or if they will even see another day. We're going to cross over right now, and let me get human rights activist Mr. Ryan Dawson out of Osaka in on this. Thanks so much for being with us. Gruesome pictures coming out of Syria this evening, Mr. Dawson. I'm wondering, are we going to see the outrage coming from these Western capitals? Are we going to see the tears for Syrian children dying as allegedly, supposedly, that's what happened in that so-called gas attack? Your take on all of this, how do you see it?
I seriously doubt that you will see that level of outrage, because it will not receive that level of mass media coverage in Western countries. Just like the starving children in Yemen or the dead civilians in Iraq or Palestine, these kind of things are not covered because they do not fit with the Zionist agenda, which runs the mass media. That narrative is supportive of war and conflicts because it makes a lot of money for a lot of very wealthy industries that have a lot of pull in politics and Congress and the United States in particular.
What is it going to take, Mr. Dawson? Because of course we see it. Let's look at the American population in particular. With the American population, when the images from mainstream media, we know the type of images that they are shown. And of course, when you have the mentality of the mainstream media, actually, when we saw that the Trump administration bombed Syria and you have anchors applauding, actually, some saying now Trump has become president, with this type of mentality, with this type of setup, for the average American, what advice would you give them in order for them to really find out the truth? There are people who sincerely would want to know the truth, but are so brainwashed because of the mainstream media's manipulation. What's the answer here?
Well, what I would point out to them is that the very same talking heads that are cheerleading Trump now were comparing him to Hitler, and for weeks and months were saying he's a racist, a sexist, or whatever the fill in the blank they could find, some kind of prejudice, and demonizing this guy and comparing him to, you know, the Third Reich. The moment he bombed some people, and now they love him. The moment he's threatening North Korea, and now they want to cheerlead and they clap like seals. You know, how did they 180 from comparing a person to Hitler to now he's a presidential so fast? Well, it's because he did what Obama was doing. He started attacking Syria. It's really disgusting. And yeah, you're right. The American people will be outraged when they're shown pictures and videos, whether it's babies on incubators or Assad gassed his own people. The problem is that they lie about the causes of these things. So as it turned out with the first Gulf War, that was a PR stunt. And as it turned out with the chemical attack in 2013, that was a PR stunt. And as far as the most recent attack, they didn't give it any time to even be investigated, but there was no evidence given, nor a motive given. It didn't make any sense, but they decided on a conclusion anyway and bombed an airbase, the same airbase.
Well, let me just jump in here. You mentioned some interesting points, and you talked about whether we're talking about the Iraq invasion or other invasions, whatever. And of course, now some of them, now the truth is known that it was a creation with the incubators. This was a lie. And of course, WMDs, that it was not true. So then my question would be, where is the outrage from the American population for being continually lied to? When we know the infrastructure of the United States is in total disarray, but then yet this government and previous governments and all the governments for several decades now continually invest this money into this military complex instead of spending it on the Americans themselves. And of course, this current president who said, make America first, again, totally following suit. So where is the outrage of the American people?
First, it's important to point out that, yes, these were lies, not mistakes, because you can't blame either Iraq war on incompetence. Those were conscious deceptions that the government and media colluded on. As for the outrage, Americans are outraged. It's just their outrage isn't on TV. prior to the Iraq War even starting, you know, 500,000 people protested in New York, and millions around the world, but Chicago, New York, LA, Washington, D.C., there were people protesting and saying not to invade. It wasn't covered. It was C-SPAN, that's all. It gets maybe 6 seconds of news. The mass media portrays America to the world like they're all psychotic or something. But even when the people move in millions, it just isn't on TV. You don't get to see the outrage. But they are outraged. But they feel very powerless. At, you know, whether it was Hillary or Trump, that election was over already once it came down to those two. They try in the primaries. It's over. They cannot get any of the anti-war candidates on because it costs an enormous amount of money to run for political office. You need airtime, and that initial capital just isn't there for the anti-war side. For the pro-war side, you've got a lot of corporate sponsorships because they are involved in the war industry, and it's been like that since World War II. They created such a Frankenstein and Goliath with the war industry, and they've never been able to reverse that. But Americans are outraged. They just don't really have the power. They don't run television stations. So it's up to, you know, foreign news outlets and social media to get the news out.
All right, let me just get our viewers up to date if they are just joining us. You're looking at those images, latest images out there coming from an area near Aleppo, Kafira, where the bus convoy evacuating civilians from the terrorist-held area.
It's so sad.
Was attacked, yes, at least 40 people killed. And of course, we're expecting that to rise. I was just trying to get our viewers up to date on this, but I'm going to cross over. Stay with me, though. Stay with me in Osaka. I'm going to cross over to Syria. I'm going to get Muhammad Ali, our correspondent on the ground there, to fill us in with the latest. Muhammad Ali, please tell me what you do know about the attack, how it took place, and any information that you have on that situation.
Ryan?
Yeah. A suicide terrorist blew himself up among the civilians of Kfaria and Fu'a near the buses that were on standby, carrying them, of course, from Kfaria and Fu'a and waiting on standby there in Al Rashidin village, which is a militant held village west of Aleppo, that this terrorist was driving this booby trap car and blew himself up over there. The other version of the story says that it is a car bomb, but it was remotely detonated. But at the end of the day, it was a huge blast that led to this huge explosion. It is literally a massacre. If you look at the footage and the photographs and the videos coming out of there, you can see that there are lots of bodies on the ground scattered, and even inside the buses.
Right. Now,
yes. So there are two versions of the story regarding how it happened, but it was a car bomb, according to reports coming out from the ground. Tens of people, we can say that tens have been killed. The latest official number was 26 killed, 48 injured. But we're still waiting to see what will happen. The number could rise, because if you look at the footage, you can see that even if you count the bodies on the ground, you can see that there are more than this number. There were all civilians, children, women, 5,000 civilians on board 75 buses and 20 ambulance vehicles that left yesterday from Kfaria and Fu'a and were on standby there in Al Rashidin waiting to get into the city of Aleppo, the government-held part of the city.
Yes, Muhammad Ali, devastating video actually coming out of that area. As and prior to the explosion, the videos that we have, and we see mostly children in a line there trying to get on the buses. Do you know the requirement or who were the majority of people, or how did they base on those who were supposed to be evacuated? Because I saw images of elderly women and also other women and lots of children. Your information on that side of things, Muhammad Ali?
Yes, of course. What we know is that it is a deal that was signed between the Syrian government and various militant groups, on top of which the Al-Nusra Front. The deal stipulates that four towns will be evacuated: Kfaria and Fu'a in Idlib's countryside, and also Zabadani, Madaya, and the nearby areas here in Damascus countryside. Now, the deal stipulated that militants and their families, those who do not want reconciliation with the government here in Damascus countryside, will get out and exit via buses towards Idlib area, the terrorist-controlled area of the al-Nusra Front, and in exchange, those civilians besieged in Kfaria and Fua will also get the chance to get out from those two villages, which are under siege for over 2 years now in Idlib countryside. They will get the chance in exchange to get out from Idlib countryside and head towards the government-held territories, particularly Aleppo, where the Syrian government had established for them a shelter center in Jibreen area. Now, yesterday, the first phase of this evacuation started to be implemented on the ground, in which 2,100 militants and their families exited.
Okay, we seem to have Muhammad Ali, do I have you? I think I've lost that connection with Muhammad Ali. Again, you're looking at those latest images, and Muhammad Ali was filling us in, of course, first of all, about the deal that had been made, one to evacuate terrorists and their families, and in exchange for evacuation of civilians from terrorist-held towns. And of course, he also filled us in. He said there were 75 buses that were ready to basically take these civilians out. And of course, in these pictures that you can see prior to the buses taking off, you can see that mostly children and older women and other women. As far as the civilians who were on the buses, what we do know is at least 30 people have been killed, at least 48 others injured, expecting, unfortunately, that number to rise. And you're looking at those latest images. Crossing back over to Osaka and Ryan Dawson. Ryan, what is it going to take to end all of this? How do we bring this all to an end in Syria?
Telling the truth. Muhammad Ali was reporting on Madaya. It's one of the places that has been suffering since the beginning of this war. People there were running out of food. And, you know, the U.S. government supposedly sent aid, was supposed to be humanitarian aid to Madaya. It was intercepted by the terrorists and used, and they resold it at exuberant prices and ate it and drank it when they could. They were stealing the aid. It was an indirect way of aiding the terrorists. We're not telling the truth. And that's what it would take to end this overnight, if somebody in the press would tell the truth. Our own internal documents from the DIA admitted in 2012 that they were purposely fostering a Salafist principality in Syria in order to undermine the government of Bashar al-Assad. The Oded Yanan plan is an Israeli plan written out long ago with the Clean Break papers explaining exactly what they wanted to do, how they were fostering sectarian violence intentionally. None of this is a secret. The State Department has leaked emails showing that Hillary Clinton was well aware that Qatar and Saudi Arabia were aiding these terrorist groups, and yet the U.S. says nothing about knocking it off. They're not telling the truth, and that's what it would take. It would take one day of the media being honest with the people, because even with all their lies, years of lies, the majority of the public still opposes it and doesn't believe it.
Mm. Yeah, interesting remarks there. Again, viewers who are just joining us, you're looking at those latest images out of Aleppo, and as you can see, unfortunately, the destruction on the ground and, of course, inside of some of those buses as bodies have been strewn across the ground. You're also seeing some images prior to the bombing and then after the bombing that you can see the devastation and destruction of other vehicles and bodies, mostly children, who have been killed in Syria. As the attack, as Muhammad Ali, our correspondent, said, either by car bombing or suicide bombing, that once again, children have been attacked by these terrorists. I think I have Muhammad Ali back, right? Muhammad Ali, are you with me?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Continue with what you were saying, please.
Yes, I was explaining the deal, the four towns deal, the evacuation that was happening since yesterday. As I was telling you, there were 75 buses carrying 5,000 civilians, mostly women, children, the elderly, and some injured personnel due to the mortars of terrorists on Ferry and Fuwa. All of those were on board those buses that reached Al Rashidin, militant held town west of Aleppo, waiting. Of course, they were waiting on standby there in Al Rashidin near the gas station of the town to get into the city of Aleppo to a temporary shelter center that the Syrian government established for them in order to stay. What happened was that a terrorist driving a car, booby-trapped car, went over there and detonated the car either remotely or got out and either remotely got out of the car and detonated it, or he was actually a suicide terrorist bomber who blew himself up with the car. There are two versions of the story, but at the end of the day, it was a huge blast, a huge explosion. It definitely proves once again that any side, any armed group, any terrorist side behind this attack is definitely against this evacuation deal, against saving the lives of the Kfaria and Fuwa, those who have been trapped and under the attack of the terrorists, whether by ground attack or even mortar and rocket attack for over 2 years now. Those behind this explosion are definitely against saving the lives of those civilians of Kfaria and Fuwa, and they want this deal to fail. They do not want to see this deal to succeed. Of course, there are many groups that could be behind this attack, but primarily it is the Al-Nusra Front or and Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, which is also a formation of terrorists in control of those areas, and Al-Rashidin, which is also eventually led by the Al-Nusra Front, which also signed this deal. We saw yesterday, I was in Madaya yesterday, and there were 2,165 individuals that left Madaya. 700 of them were actually militants, while the other were the families of the militants. Now, simultaneously, as the civilians of Kfaria and Fuwa were exiting the 5,000 from the two villages, those 2,100 from Damascus countryside were also at the same time getting out, as this is what the deal stipulates. Now, what we know is that this deal is definitely postponed or delayed. We don't know what the Syrian government's official stance regarding it, regarding the developments and this explosion will be. Has this deal failed at all or not? We will still have to wait and see the official stances regarding what happened.
Thank you so much for that update, Muhammad Ali. Fortunately, tragic situations taking place one more time in Syria. As you're looking at those latest images, what we do know now is that at least 40 people have been killed, unfortunately, expecting those numbers to rise. I appreciate you being with us, human rights activist Mr. Ryan Dawson out of Osaka. And viewers, make sure you stay with us here at Press TV. We're going to be bringing you the latest of that situation that has taken place in Syria, where the civilians and that bus convoy have been attacked. So make sure you stay with us right here at Press TV.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you for that.